The wonderful thing, of course, was that provided me with my higher class rugby, because, as I said, most of the time at London Welsh I was playing in the Udan, or the Druids, as they, mm-hmm, they yeah. called. The great thing about London Welsh, they had some wonderful tours, which we'll get onto, I suspect, about touring. And United Hospitals, we toured everywhere. We just go on a big tour 1 year and then a minor tour the following year. So we'd been to the States, we'd been to the Bahamas, and went to Canada with them as well. So I had some fantastic tours with United Hospitals. London Welsh, we did a big tour to the States. Actually, the same year that Gloucester went on their first tour to the States. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me what year, because we're just about to have a reunion.
Yeah, it's the 40th anniversary this year. Yeah.
Exactly, everything yeah. is 40 years so, in my career. Yeah. And I've asked Fred Reed if I could come along, because I actually toured the States the same year, but with London Welsh, in fact. So
Gloucester were based in Ohio in 1977.
Yes, that's
Chicago right. and so on.
Yeah, well, we did the southern United States. We went to Miami, Louisiana, Dallas, Houston. We also went to Bermuda. So
you must have been playing in pretty high temperatures.
We played in this is no word of a lie. We kicked off in Dallas, and the temperature was 104. Okay, it was 104 when we kicked off in Dallas, and we had our thick London Welsh red jerseys on, and we played. I think it was the Southern States of the USA team. You know, it was basically a half an international USA team. And I don't know about the Gloucester tour, but we used to find when we played these USA guys, they would be very competitive for about 60 minutes, and then their physicality just got the, they'd tire, and then certainly at London Welsh, we'd run in four or five tries, you know, at the end. And so we always beat them fairly convincingly, but the first half of the game was always quite competitive. I think five of our guys ended up in hospital because of dehydration. And two of them were kept in overnight on drips. And of course, the US team had these Airtex rip-away shirts, and they were drinking this stuff called Gatorade. And at half time, we took an orange. And of course, we had been on the Razzle the night before, so we were a little bit dehydrated, I suspect, from that. But five of our team didn't make the dinner and had to go to hospital to dehydrate. Mm. Yes, fascinating.
So some of your medical training helped with that.
Well, the interesting, yeah, and certainly that was a big thing when United Hospitals went on tour, all being sort of medics and doctors. There was plenty of medicine on hand. But in those days, we didn't realise possibly what we were doing or taking was illegal nowadays.
So that five seasons you had with United Hospitals, I guess, was 75 to 81.
It was indeed. And again, I fulfilled my promise to the medical school, and I played in every hospital cup match during those years. Mm. But the fascinating thing was... I played in every Hospital Cup match, including three finals, and twice we lost in the semi-final to St Mary's, who went on and won it. So I went for 5 years, and I never won a Hospital's Cup with Westminster. And by this time, I'd come back down to Gloucester, and the Hospital's Cup, you're allowed to play 1 year once you've qualified as well. And so in the 81 season... 82 season, we qualified in for the John Player Cup final. Mm. And it was a week or two before the Hospital Cup final. And I can now reveal I was carrying a serious shoulder injury at the time. And I knew I had one game left in me. So I had the choice of playing Gloucester. I think it would have been the Coventry semi-final at the time. I think it was... all playing in the Hospital Cup final, and I said, well, I've played in five Hospital Cups and I've never won one, so I bypassed the Hospital Cup final, and of course Westminster won it. So for 6 years I played in every hospital cup match, but the one game I missed was the final that they won. But thankfully, I think we played Coventry, and I had a reasonable game at Coventry in the semi-final, and of course we got through to the final.
Yes, you won that 18-9, that semi-final, and you scored a try.
That is why I do actually remember it. It was an interception, Hugh Davis. I think Coventry had a fly half called Hugh Davis.
Played for England as well.
He was the English fly half, and they had an overlap down my. They were just breaking out of their half, and he flung a wide pass, and I just managed to slip in, caught it, and ran it in. Yes, and we always felt that was the turning tide of the match. We actually did go out. I think Teague scored later in the thing, but it was just the turning point of the game, I think.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate, and I still my parents. Bought the ball. They auctioned the ball off after that game, and I still have that ball at home.
Lovely.
Yeah.